This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been more information regarding the coronavirus outbreak here in the United States. We get more from AP's Tim McGuire.
Washington State has been hit the hardest so far by the coronavirus outbreak. Vice President Mike Pence says despite the high number of cases and deaths, state officials have done a good job.
The way you've come alongside families that have been impacted has really represented the very best standard of care.
Most of those who have died were residents of a nursing home in Kirkland. Kevin Conley, whose father-in-law is a resident, says the families have been left in the dark.
Where's the time for the families? Like, nobody has reached out to us. Nobody. So I'm angry and I'm frustrated.
Pence says he fully expects infections to increase, especially as more test kits make it to health officials in more locations across the country. I'm Tim McGuire.
Another Democratic presidential candidate, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, has bowed out of the race. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
I am suspending my campaign for president.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, who was then asked, who will you endorse?
Let's take a deep breath and spend a little time on that. We don't have to decide that this minute.
Warren never finished higher than third in the first four states and was routed on Super Tuesday. She failed to win any of the 14 states voting and finished third in Massachusetts behind Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Prosecutors at the International Criminal Court will investigate whether war crimes were committed in Afghanistan by the Taliban, Afghan military, and U.S. forces after an appeals panel said on Thursday the truth-seeking inquiry should go ahead. This is VOA News.